Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Gold. All right, and today Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Gimel, the beginning of the third parak, Zeborer. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the third parak begins by discussing the selection of three judges for monetary cases. Zeborer lo echad vezeborer lo echad. This litigant chooses himself one, and that litigant chooses himself one, ushnehen borolin hen odechad, and they both choose one more for themselves, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say, shnei dayanim borolin hen odechad. The two judges choose one more for them. The Gemara ultimately clarifies that each Baal Din chooses one judge, and the Tanaim argue that the third judge is selected jointly by the Baal Din or by the judges. The Gemara suggests the argument concerns Rav's principle that Aiding do not sign on a shtar unless they know with whom they sign, because if one aid is found ineligible, the entire aidus is disqualified, which embarrasses the valid witnesses. Similarly, these two judges would argue if the two judges must consent to the third judge. However, the Gemara concludes that all may agree with Rav's principle, and the third judge requires the other judge's consent. Their argument is whether das bali dinin, the litigant's consent, is also required. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir said, Zeb posel dayano shel zeh, v'zeb posel dayano shel zeh. This litigant can disqualify the judge chosen by that litigant, and that litigant can disqualify the judge chosen by this litigant. The Chachamim say that one must provide proof to disqualify a judge. The Gemara wonders how Rabbi Meir allows a Baal Din to simply disqualify a judge, and Rabbi Yochanan explains, Ba'arkos Shiba Surya Shana. They taught this law regarding courts of Surya, whose judges were not experts in Torah law, but appointed by public consent. Either Baal Din can refuse such a judge and insist on a knowledgeable one, but he cannot reject mumchin, experts. When the Chachamim said that one cannot disqualify judges who are ksherin or mumchin mipi beis din, eligible or certified experts, implying Rabbi Meir holds one can disqualify a mumcha, they meant that all eligible judges are nasik mumchin mipi beis din, considered like certified experts, and cannot be disqualified. When the Chachamim told Rabbi Meir that one cannot disqualify a judge, shemumcha l'rabim, who is a publicly known expert, they meant a judge, shemumcha l'rabim aleihem, that the public authorized over themselves, but is not a mumcha. And point number three, the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan's assertion that Rabbi Meir agrees an expert judge cannot be disqualified because eligible witnesses are the equivalent of expert judges. Yet, Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah, Zeb posel edav shel zeh, zeb posel edav shel zeh. This litigant can disqualify that one's witnesses, and that litigant can disqualify this one's witnesses. Reish Lakish said, Pek kadosh yomer davar zeh. Would Rabbi Meir's holy mouth say such a thing? Rabbi Elazar ultimately explains, Bavohu v'acher l'poslan. The cases where the Baal Din and another witness came to invalidate the other Baal Din's witnesses. The Gemara adds that the Baal Din is no gei be'eduso. He's partial in his testimony since it directly impacts his case. Two answers are given. Number one, the Baal Din and his accompanying witness testified to a witness's disqualification based on pagam mishpacha, a blemished lineage, such as descending from slaves. Rabbi Meir holds there testifying about his family, and the witness is disqualified along with them, and the Rabban respond that he's still no gei be'edus. Number two, the cases where the opposing Baal Din claims to have two sets of witnesses, and the Tanaim argue if tzarich levarer, he must corroborate his claim, which the Gemara proceeds to explain. So once again, the three points are, number one, the third parak begins by discussing the selection of three judges for monetary cases. Zeborer lo echad vezeborer lo echad. This litigant chooses himself one, and that litigant chooses himself one. Ushnehen borolin hen od echad. And they both choose one more for themselves, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say, shnei dayanim borolin hen od echad. The two judges choose one more for them. The Gemara ultimately clarifies that each Baal Din chooses one judge, and the Tanaim argue that the third judge is selected jointly by the Baal Din or by the judges. The Gemara suggests the argument concerns Rav's principle that aiding do not sign on a shtar unless they know with whom they sign, because if one aid is found ineligible, the entire aidus is disqualified, which embarrasses the valid witnesses. Similarly, these two judges would argue if the two judges must consent to the third judge. However, the Gemara concludes that all may agree with Rav's principle, and the third judge requires the other judge's consent. Their argument is whether das bali dinin, the litigant's consent, is also required. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir said, Zeb posel dayano shel zeh, v'zeb posel dayano shel zeh. This litigant can disqualify the judge chosen by that litigant, and that litigant can disqualify the judge chosen by this litigant. The Chachamim say that one must provide proof to disqualify a judge. The Gemara wonders how Reb Meir allows a Baal Din to simply disqualify a judge, and Reb Yochanan explains, "Ba'arkos Shiba Surya Shana." They taught this law regarding courts of Surya, whose judges were not experts in Torah law, but appointed by public consent. Either Baal Din can refuse such a judge and insist on a knowledgeable one, but he cannot reject mumchim, experts. When the Chachamim said that one cannot disqualify judges who are ksherin or mumchim mipi Beis Din, eligible or certified experts, implying Reb Meir holds one can disqualify a mumcha, they meant that all eligible judges are nasik mumchim mipi Beis Din, considered like certified experts, and cannot be disqualified. When the Chachamim told Reb Meir that one cannot disqualify a judge, shemumcha l'rabim, who is a publicly known expert, they meant a judge, shemchu rabim aleihem, that the public authorized over themselves, but is not a mumcha. And point number 3, the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan's assertion that Rabbi Meir agrees an expert judge cannot be disqualified because eligible witnesses are the equivalent of expert judges. Yet, Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah, Zeb posel eid of shozeh, Zeb posel eid of shozeh, this litigant can disqualify that one's witnesses, and that litigant can disqualify this one's witnesses. Reish Lakish said, Pek kadosh yomer davar zeh, would Rabbi Meir's holy mouth say such a thing? Rabbi Elazar ultimately explains, Bavohu v'acher l'poslan, the cases where the Baal Din and another witness came to invalidate the other Baal Din's witnesses. The Gemara adds that the Baal Din is no gei be'eduso. He's partial in his testimony since it directly impacts his case. Two answers are given. Number one, the Baal Din and his accompanying witness testified to a witness's disqualification based on pagam mishpacha, a blemished lineage, such as descending from slaves. Reb Meir holds there testifying about his family, and the witness is disqualified along with them, and the Rabban responds that he's still no gei be'edus. Number two, the cases where the opposing Baal Din claims to have two sets of witnesses, and the Tanaim argue if Tzarich Levarer, he must corroborate his claim, which the Gemara proceeds to explain. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Gimel, and our standard Siman is Kugelach, which is the game that kids play. It's like playing jacks. So here goes. It was a rough night at the Kugelach match when after each competitor chose a judge and the two judges chose the third judge, one of the boys tried to disqualify the other boy's judge, while the second boy tried to disqualify the first boy's witness, claiming he was descended from slaves and not qualified to testify. Once again, slow motion. It was a rough night at the Kugelach match. Kugelach, that must be on Daf. Chav Gimel. It was a rough night at the Kugelach match when after each competitor chose a judge and the two judges chose the third judge, which reminds us, the third parak begins by discussing the selection of three judges for monetary cases. Zeb boro lo echod, v'zeb boro lo echod. This litigant chooses himself one, and that litigant chooses himself one. Ushnein boro linhen od echad. And they both choose one more for themselves, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say, Shnei dayanim boro linhen od echad. The two judges choose one more for them. So it was a rough night of the Kugelach match, when after each competitor chose a judge, and the two judges chose the third judge, one of the boys tried to disqualify the other boy's judge, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir said, Zeb posel dayano shozeh, v'zeb posel dayano shozeh. This litigant can disqualify the judge chosen by that litigant, and that litigant can disqualify the judge chosen by this litigant. The Chachamim say one must provide proof to disqualify a judge. The Gemara wonders how Rabbi Meir allows a Baal Din to simply disqualify a judge, and Rabbi Yochanan explains, Ba'arkos Shiba Surya Shanim. They taught this law regarding courts of Surya, whose judges were not experts in Torah law, but appointed by public consent. Either Baal Din can refuse such a judge and insist on a knowledgeable one, but he cannot reject mumchim, experts. So it was a rough night of the Kugelach match, when after each competitor chose a judge, and the two judges chose the third judge, one of the boys tried to disqualify the other boy's judge, while the second boy tried to disqualify the first boy's witness, claiming he was descended from slaves and not qualified to testify, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes about a Baal Din disqualifying a witness. The Gemara asks that the Baal Din is nogea be'eduso. He's partial in his testimony since it directly impacts his case. Two answers are given, the first one being that the Baal Din and his accompanying witness testified to a witness's disqualification based on pagam mishpacha, a blemished lineage, such as descending from slaves. Reb Meir holds that they're testifying about his family, and the witness is disqualified along with him, and the Rabban respond that he's still nogea be'edus. So once again, it was a rough night of the Kugelach match when after each competitor chose a judge and the two judges chose the third judge, one of the boys tried to disqualify the other boy's judge, while the second boy tried to disqualify the first boy's witness, claiming he was descended from slaves and not qualified to testify. All right, so now it's time for Four Baal Chazar, Daf Yud Tes. So the Simmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. On the king's yacht, that must be more than Daf Yud-Tes. On the king's yacht were the judges who were afraid to judge the king, were staring at the ground. Which reminds us, we learned that a king from Malchi Yisrael cannot be judged because of the incident of Shim ben Shetach and King Yanai. So on the king's yacht were the judges who were afraid to judge the king, were staring at the ground. The class of boys learning Torah who called their Rebbe Tati. Which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that raising someone or teaching him Torah is considered like fathering him. So, on the king's yacht were the judges who were afraid to judge the king, were staring at the ground. The class of boys learning Torah who called their Rebbe Tati, whispered so they shouldn't wake the man in the nearby cabin sleeping with his sword stuck into the ground next to his bed. Which reminds us, we learned about the gadlus of Palti ben Laish, who refrained from sinning with Michal by placing a sword between them. Daf Chaf, so the symbol of Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. When the king approached the cafe, that must be on Daf Chaf. When the king approached the cafe as he followed a beer to placate the people, he was not involved in the deceased's death, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if a king's close relative dies, in Yotz Mipesach Paltrin Shalom, he may not leave his palace's entrance to join the funeral procession. Rav Yehuda says if he wants to follow the beer, he may, because we find that David HaMelech followed Avner's beer at his Levaya. The Chachamim respond that David did so only Lefayas HaSa'am, to placate the people who suspected his involvement in Avner's killing. So when the king approached the cafe as he followed the beer to placate the people, he was not involved in the deceased's death and had his men break through the cafe's fence to head back to the palace through his fields. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a king may wage a discretionary war with Sanhedrin's consent, and he may break through someone's fences to make himself a path to his fields, and no one may protest against him. The king's path has no size limitations. So when the king approached the cafe as he followed the beer to placate the people, he was not involved in the deceased's death and had his men break through the cafe's fence to head back to the palace through his fields. The patrons debated whether requesting a king was a proper thing to do in the first place, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if appointing a king is a mitzvah and the propriety of those who requested a king. In a Braisa, Rav Yehuda says, Shalosh mitzvahs nitzav Yisrael b'chin yisasim la'aretz. Yisrael was commanded in three mitzvahs to be performed upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Number one, to appoint a melech. Number two, to destroy the descendants of Amalek. And number three, to build the base of Migdash. In another Braisa, Rav Yossi says, these mitzvahs must be performed in the specific order. Daf Chafal, so the symbol Daf Chafal is a ka, because Brassoni is pronounced kar ka. So here goes. The king's pink stretch limousine ka ka, that must be on Daf Chafal. The king's pink stretch limousine ka, transporting his 18 righteous wives, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malkokas about how many wives a king can have, and the question whether we darshan time of the kra. So the king's pink stretch limousine ka, transporting his 18 righteous wives, was followed by a single girl who learned a lesson from the king's daughter and used a female driver to prevent Yichud. Which reminds, the Gemara relates that Tamar built a great gether at the time when she was violated by Amnon to prevent such a thing that happened to her to others and the institution of Yichud. So the king's pink stretch limousine ka, transporting his 18 righteous wives, was followed by a single girl who learned her lesson from the king's daughter and used a female driver to prevent Yichud, which was in front of an armored car guarding the secret reasons for the laws of the land after the king stumbled over the reasons in Tupsukim. Which reminds, Gemara explains that the reasons that the Tamei Torah were not revealed was because the reasons for the mitzvahs of a king not having too many wives or horses were revealed, and Shlomo stumbled on them. Daf Chabbeis, so the simon Daf Chabbeis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, that must be on Daf Chabbeis, cab. The cab driver who did not divorce his first wife because he didn't want the Mizbech to cry, which reminds us, the story relates to the story of David and Avishag, and Rabbi Yezer says, Kol Megarshes Ishto Rishone, whoever divorces his first wife, Afil Mizbech Morio loved most. The Mizbech sheds tears because of him. So the cab driver who did not divorce his first wife because he didn't want the Mizbech to cry, dropped off a sad coin whose world was black and whose steps were short after the passing of his first wife, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Adam Shemesa Ishto Rishona, anyone whose first wife dies, Ki Uchar Beis HaMikdash B'yamav, it's for him like the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in his lifetime. Amram described how a person is impacted by his wife's passing. Number one, Olam Chashech Ba'ado, the world is darkened for him. Number two, P'siosav Miskatzros, his steps become short. And number three, Hatzatzos Nofelos, his advice fails. So the cab driver who did not divorce his first wife because he didn't want the Mizbech to cry, dropped off a sad cone whose world was black and whose steps were short after the passing of his first wife, and picked up another cone who had long hair and was sipping some wine. Which reminds us, we learn a cone may grow his hair long nowadays, but there's a machlokes about drinking wine. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you learn the Mizbech sheds tears over one who divorces his first wife? That's on daf Chav Beis. Good number two. Which daf do you discuss whether it's right to appoint a king in the first place and the three mitzvahs Klal Yisrael were commanded upon entering Eretz Yisrael? That's on daf. Chav. Good number three. Which daf do you discuss whether a baal din can disqualify a judge? That's on daf. Chav Gimel. Good number four. Which daf do you discuss qualifications for members of a Sanhedrin of 23? That's on daf. Yud Zayin. Good number five. Which daf do you learn a melech and a kohen gadol cannot participate in Ibur Shana? That's on daf. Yud Ches. Good number six. Which daf do you learn about the gadus of Palti ben Laish refraining from sinning with Michal? That's on daf. Yud Tes. Good number seven. Which daf do you learn is whether a baal din can disqualify an aid? That's on daf. Chav Gimel. Good number eight. Which daf do we have the incident with Tamar and Amnon, and we discuss the institution of Yichud? That's on daf. Chav Av. Good number nine. Which daf do Amoraim describe how the loss of a wife impacts the husband, such as that his world is darkened for him and he takes small steps? That's on daf. Chav Beis. Good. And number ten. Which daf do we machokas how Dayanim are selected in cases of Dinim Amonos? That's on daf. Yud. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.